Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and our website is www.jbsba.com. That's the acronym, the short one that keeps you from having to type so many letters in. JBSBA.com, the acronym for Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate. So if you can remember that, you can find your way to the coolest small business site on the planet, in my opinion, maybe even in the universe. And don't forget also, by the way, if you'd like to ask us a question, and even especially if you'd like to get your question on the air, but certainly get it answered, you can do that by emailing me at askjim@jbsba.com. Let me introduce you to our new friend. Francia Smith is the customer advocate for the U.S. Postal Service. She says I can call her Francie. Francie,
yes,
welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you back, or have
you
on the show. Now, what do you, as the, it says here you're the liaison between the Postal Service and the customer. What does that involve?
Well, actually, what I do is you look at what we're doing in operational activities and help the operational folks remember that the reason we're in business is for the consumer and the customer, and so we're working on getting us to be lots more user-friendly and what we call in the trade as customer-focused. So,
now, are you working with the people on the desks? They work on the front lines up there where we
Yeah, this is actually a corporate function, and I work with program people who work with the clerks in a retail unit, and I meet with those clerks, try to understand what their issues and try to help them understand what the consumer and customer issues are, too.
You know, I think those guys are getting better.
I
really do, but I have to say, and I think you'll agree with me, there was a time when you almost felt like they didn't realize we were out here.
Well, I think we have evolved. You know, we really are a business that is responsible for generating revenue to cover what we call the universal service mandate that is our mission. And the universal service mandate is delivering the mail to 140 million addresses every day. And that's an interesting challenge because we've got to act like a business. But we were, for a very long time, a federal bureaucracy. So
I think
what we've done is really helped refocus ourselves and say, you know, if you're a business, there's competition, and you've got to pay attention to the customer. And by the way, let me just mention too, Jim, we do not get any money from the federal government. The 1970 Postal Reorganization Act said we had to generate the revenue and income to cover the cost of delivering to 140 million addresses every year. And people forget about that. And that's our job, and we love that that's our job. But many people think we're still subsidized, and we are not subsidized at all. So.
Well, I'm glad you pointed that out. And I knew that, but I guess I had forgotten it. But I'm glad you reminded us of that. Well, you know, the thing is I see – you know, the attitude I talked to you about a minute ago that I used to see at the post office, I see that in small businesses too, unfortunately, and it's a loser. I mean, that kind of an attitude is a loser, and I think you guys understand that, and you're moving to make that adjustment. But I'm seeing a lot better attitude among the carriers too. And
yes.
I'll tell you something. I mean, we love our mail carriers because you know they provide a very important service for us. And I especially like getting my mail on Saturday.
Well, I think we've looked at that a number of times, and we know that many, many people like to get their mail on Saturday, especially businesses. I mean, we serve the business community. This 140 million addresses includes 20 million business mailing addresses, and we recognize folks who work out of their house as well as half small businesses require the consistent, accurate delivery of the mail for their invoices and for remittances. So we're very sensitive about that and their needs, too.
I want to congratulate – oh, by the way, let's talk about – I've got something to congratulate you about in a minute, but I want to before we do that, I want to talk about something that's very near and dear to my heart, and I'm sure it is to yours, too, and that's mailing to the military. You've got some thoughts on that, haven't you?
Yes. Well, we, of course, encourage, many of our folks are military, retired military, and so there's a very strong sense of the tradition and heritage that the military brings to the Postal Service especially. But we, you know, typically are the folks who deliver the letters and packages to our soldiers, and mm-hmm. those are near and dear to the people who receive them as well as the people who send them. One thing I want to point out is that we have a special priority mail, what we call MiliPack, that is available in Army and Air Force PXs. And this MiliPack is a priority mail envelope that was specially designed on its face to ensure that all the information that military needs to deliver the package to the soldier is provided. And that's the full name of the service member,
right.
The rank or rating of that individual, the military or organizational unit that they are in, connected with, and then the APO and FPO with the 9-digit zip code. And all of that information is so important for it to be delivered.
And so you guys make sure on the packaging it tells them that they, you know, if they've left something out, that it won't get there.
Exactly. What happens is in the packages, there's space for every bit of this
right.
on this package.
And sometimes people don't realize the differences in the military address, and they send them, and then they're so hopeful they're going to get there, and they're anticipating, you know, and all that, and then for some reason it comes back.
Absolutely.
And it makes a lot of people very sad.
Absolutely.
Well, this is, as you know, or as you may not know, Francie, but my audience knows, my son is on his way to Iraq. And,
oh, wow.
And so this is important to me. He was on active duty before. I've been on active duty, and I'll tell you, folks, if you've ever been on active duty and you get there's nothing like mail call. There is nothing like mail call in the military.
Well, and I think that's true of anybody being separated from their loved ones, but especially during the military. I have letters from my son's dad who sent me letters from Vietnam.
Yeah.
I have letters from many, many occasions that my son sent me, my youngest one.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he was in the military, but he sent me one when he was 7 years old, and it said, to Mrs., you know, Mrs. Morehart was my name at the time, on Russell Road, and it took a couple of days to get there, but it was a Valentine.
But the good old post office got it there. Let me
they
ask you
did.
A question. Now this MiliPack, they can get that at the post office, right?
Yeah, no. Actually, it's in the PXs.
Oh, in the PXs. I got
you. Yeah, it's specially placed in the Army and Air Force PXs.
I got you. Stand by, Francie. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with our new friend, Francie Smith, and we're going to talk some more about some recognition that the post office got. And more to come after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our new friend, Francie Smith. She's customer liaison with the Postal Service and U.S. Postal Service. We used to call it the Post Office, but now it's called the U.S. Postal Service. I guess we can still call you the Post Office, can't we, Francie?
Everybody calls us the Post Office. That's the local community name for us, and that's actually who we are and where our heritage comes from.
If I said to somebody, take this down to the U.S. Postal Service, they would say, where's that?
That's exactly right. It's the Post Office, and we are the Post Office.
Francie, congratulations on being recognized by the Wall Street Journal on a couple of things. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have a great new service, and especially your folks who are the business mailers would be interested in it. It's called Net Post Card Store, and you can access it through our website, usps.com. And there are a number of card stores that you can go to produce documents. And the Wall Street Journal actually went and did a test, and they went to our website and said the site lets you create a card or a letter or even photos and add a personal inscription to pre-printed cards. And they said that the service was the quickest of all the services that they use to mail out cards.
So let me see if I got this straight. I can go to the U.S. Postal Service's website, usps.org?
Right. It's .com.
.com, usps.com.
Yes.
I can go there. And I can actually construct a card and send it to them?
What you do is you select an option called Net Post Card Store.
And it'll let me put my photographs into it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and you can create unique, you can choose the design and the wording, and you can you know, even use your own photo. There's basically several hundred cards to choose from. 38 of them, may I say, are different Valentine's Day cards.
You guys won this award in a competition, basically, too, didn't you?
It was a competition, and I don't know that I can mention the.
No, but there were three or four other organizations that do something like this.
Yes,
most,
exactly.
Most of us know the names of those, but congratulations.
Yes. Well, yes, and we try to be user friendly, and as I say, we are getting much more consumer and customer focused. But the business folks can actually use this too to. Create appointment reminders. Real estate agents use the mail an awful lot. I get a lot of correspondence from private real estate agents. They send out postcards, various kinds of information, and just keeps you top of mind. Sending coupons to valued clients, that's another one. I just had a shutter company send me this discount coupon, and I thought, gee, I really do need to put those shutters upstairs. Went ahead and used it and used the discount. So,
Frankie, let me ask you. You know, we're coming up on. Well, let me ask you a question. Have you ever been to Loveland, Colorado?
No, I haven't been to Loveland, but you can get the postmark for Loveland.
Well,
Colorado.
Let me tell you what I was going to say. I've been to Loveland, Colorado.
Oh, have you really?
Yeah, I have. But let me tell you something. It's a great place to be. About 51 weeks out of the year. But the last place in the world I would want to work would be this next week in Loveland, Colorado. Tell us why.
Well, because they are going to provide a Cupid cachet and a love verse and pictorially heart-shaped Loveland postmark. if you want to send your Valentine envelope to them and then a return envelope, they will take that envelope, they'll postmark it with this special, what we call cachet, send it back to you, and then you can put it in the mail for your loved one.
Do girls really like all that sappy Loveland stuff, Marcy?
I think boys love it, too.
Yeah, they do?
It's not just girls. I think boys love it, too. Absolutely. And it's a wonderful keepsake. You know, these are things that
I know.
That are just wonderful keepsakes. You can, you know, tie them up in ribbons, and when you get mad, you can burn them. See, that's the other symbolic aspect.
I hadn't thought about that. Only girls do that, though. Guys don't do that.
I don't know if that's true.
Aren't that mean, Francie. Let me ask you a question. We got about a minute and a half. I want you to now get your. I know you got a crystal ball there. I want you to pull it out and dust it off a little bit and put a little light into it so you can see pretty clearly. I want you to tell us what the Postal Service is going to look like 5 years from now.
Oh, you are a beast.
Yeah. You're the boss,
though.
You can do this.
I think, well, first of all, I think that the Postal Service is going to go back even stronger to its basic roots of being part of the community and understanding its customer. I think it's likely that you'll be able to do lots more services at the retail lobby than you do now.
Yeah.
And that we will expand the choices folks have for doing business with us in terms of expanding offerings to the USPS.com, which is our website.
That's been a big success for you, hasn't it?
Absolutely, and we are going to be much more in picking up folks' packages and delivering those packages and making it easy, quick, and convenient to work with the Postal Service, especially small business.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we'll have special lines for small businesses and telephone numbers that small businesses can call and more contact stations where folks can do business with us in an easy, convenient way.
Will I still have Saturday delivery?
Yes, you will, my love.
Please. Listen, when you guys are voting up there, be sure to tell them Jim Boskin votes to keep Saturday delivery. Francie Smith, what a good time we've had today. Give us the website again.
USPS.com, and if you don't want to go to the website, you can call us at 1-800-ASK-USPS. But USPS.com has Net Postcard Store and all the information you need for mailing to the military, information, zip codes, location to your post office.
And don't forget
whatever.
The Net Postcard Service. That's there, too. That's an award-winning feature there. Francie, thank you. Will you come back again another day?
I would love to, Jim.
We'll do it again. Have a good one, Francie.
You too. Take care.
See you later. Francie Smith, ladies and gentlemen, with the U.S. Postal Service. 29 after, I'll be right back with Sam Norwood. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. Yeah,
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.